welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today, my good friend, Dr. Monique Hunt, is with us here again. She's back. She was with us earlier, I think probably in February. I'm not sure. It feels like so long ago, but then not that long ago. You know, it's like, it's weird. But she's back with us today to talk about ancestors, wisdom from the ancestors, working with the ancestors, accessing the wisdom of your ancestors for a flow of abundance is really what the title is. But, you know, we're going to do some live Q&A, more Q&A, because we didn't get to, I don't think we finished all of the questions last time. So, you know, we're going to take your live Q&A questions today, and you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And Dr. Monique is going to be talking to us about how to live in daily partnership with your ancestors from over 10 generations, how your lineage can create and block your flow of abundance, and how to partner with your spirit elders for financial guidance and support in your relationship, soul purpose, and life. Learn about types of ancestors to assist you, learn spiritual practices to connect with your ancestors, and experience a soul journey meditation to connect you with your ancestors. So we have a lot in store for all of you today, so I'm so excited. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Monique, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. You can read the bio, of course, but like I said, Dr. Monique was with us earlier this season, and I think last season as well. So much fun, such joy, you know, being with her. And you can tell when she's talking about the ancestors, like, she really has wonderful wisdom. She's really, truly connected, and she can share the wisdom of how we can connect with our ancestors as well. And not just that, I mean, she's so giving, you know, and she's so compassionate. I mean, I remember last time when she was on, after the call ended, I think we talked for like another half an hour, and she gave me some wonderful advice and information from my ancestors, you know, from the ancestors, for me, specific information for me. And it was like, oh my God. And so since then, some of the information that she gave me or advice or insights, well, I followed up. I kind of did what she said in a way. And so then because of her and her nudge and her push, along with my own ancestors, I launched the Radiant Light Academy earlier this week, right? And so that was thanks to Dr. Monique. She really gave me the impetus and the push, you know, in connection with the ancestors to help me do that. So thank you again for that, Dr. Monique. And so Dr. Monique merges intuition and business strategy. So we were talking a little bit about business to help entrepreneurs, managers, and executives become effective managers and exceptional leaders. Dr. Monique is the editor and author of the book Village Pearls, Sacred Practices to Nourish Your Soul. And Village Pearls includes spiritual practices used by over 20 dynamic spiritual teachers, including myself, to help them live their purpose and connect with their ancestors and community. And she did these interviews with villagers in remote villages in Fiji. And her passion for the science of happiness and her gifts as a third-generation intuitive have made Dr. Monique a sought-after expert on how to be happy now with the help from your higher guidance. She believes our obsession with material success and self-sufficiency is undermining our pursuit of happiness. And she knows from personal experience that friendship, togetherness, belonging, and a deep connection with your ancestors are the vital ingredients in the recipe for happiness. I love that. And so you can read more about Dr. Monique on the live page. And so now, as we open up our Radiant Light Healing Circle, I invite you all to connect in with your heart spaces. In this moment, take a deep breath and just connect in with your heart. And just know that already the energy is already flowing from my team, from my guides, and most likely from Dr. Monique's team and guides as well, and the ancestors who are present with us right now, to support and empower and uplift us during this call for everyone listening now and listening later. And so I invite you to share in these energies, open up your hearts, and send out right now to everyone listening blessings and unconditional love and gratitude, so that we may all open up our minds, open up our hearts to the wisdom, to the energy, to the teachings that are going to be flowing throughout this call. Beautiful. Thank you. And now please open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Dr. Monique to the show. Monique, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it and look forward to having fun and playing with the ancestors with you today.
Me too. I'm so excited. And, you know, there's so much that we can talk about with the ancestors, about the ancestors, especially with respect to how we can connect with them on a regular basis. And so I want to get right into it, and then, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the ancestors, then we'll take some questions, then we'll talk some more, and, you know, we'll go from there. But one of the questions that I wanted to start you off with, Dr. Monique, if possible, is, and we may have discussed this last time, we probably did, but still, I still want to ask the question again, is like, you know, for me, I always thought ancestors were just our direct lineage from this lifetime, but that's not all that the ancestors are to you, right?
No, not at all. They're far more than that. The ancestors can be historical figures. So, yeah, of course, they are the physical beings that walk the earth, and now they soar in the spirit world, and they are people that came before us. So they were, our ancestors that may have been our grandparents and great-grandparents, and, you know, they could be even a newborn child that only lived a few short hours and has gained wisdom in the spirit world to be a source of guidance in your life journey. Mm-hmm. The ancestors can be, you know, like I said, they can be related to you by blood, or they might even be ancestors by adoption. So if you were adopted, you know, the cool thing is not only do you have the ancestors that are part of your lineage, you also have the ancestors that are a part of your adopted family as well. They can be historical figures that inspire you, like, you know, maybe Maya Angelou inspires you because of her poetry, or maybe there's Martin Luther King because of his desire to make life better for people. They can be, you know, if you're an athlete, maybe there's an ancestor like Muhammad Ali who inspires you to be a better fighter. And it's interesting because I have a friend who we do readings back and forth for each other, my friend Melinda, and she said to me recently that our ancestors can also be someone like Alexander Hamilton, because he has inspired the creators of the Broadway play and the book Hamilton. So he too was an ancestor that was being channeled through the person who actually wrote the play and the people who act in the play and the people who wrote the book. And so that's another way that an ancestor can come in and support you. And so I usually tell people that you can work with your bloodline, and it's also really powerful to work with these historical figures. And, you know, like my business clients, I tell them, you know, look at some of the ancestors that had businesses. In my case, I have ancestors right in my family that own businesses, but I also have ancestors that I turn to, like Madam C.J. Walker and, you know, a variety of historical figures who inspire me in my business. So your ancestors can come from a variety of places, and they're not just in your family. But I also want to share this, too, because when we talk about ancestors, oftentimes I hear people say, well, I didn't get along with my mother, or I didn't like my father, or my parents were absent, or I didn't know my grandparents. And so there's this feeling that in order for a person to receive the wisdom and guidance from the ancestors, they either had to have known them or had to have a good relationship with them. And so those are both false. You don't have to know them. What we do know is, no matter what, that the person who gave birth to you had two parents that gave birth to her. So we know that these ancestors exist, and that is enough. You don't really have to know more. Now, you can, because if you know more, then oftentimes, like, I can call upon my great-great-grandfather to support me with business, or I can call upon my great-great-grandmother, who was a midwife, to help me help my clients give birth to their life purpose in their businesses. And so it helps if you do have some information, but you don't have to. So you can connect with these ancestors that you may not know their names, you may not know, you know, anything about them. You can connect with them. And then if you have family members that you had bad relationships with, the really cool thing about that is if you had a bad relationship with them, they know you, they know how they have hurt you, they know what pain you've been through, they know how that's impacting you and how you live your life now, and they are in the spirit world ready to rectify the wrongs. So they want to support you and guide you and help you along your path because it's a part of their contract to basically rectify the things that didn't work. And your work with them not only helps you, but it actually helps them as well, and it helps future generations, which we can talk about a little bit more in our call here, but it really helps you to be in touch with them as well. Now, I don't encourage people to be in touch with ancestors that they don't particularly, you know, like or have good memories of right off, but eventually that's what we're working towards because of that tremendous amount of healing that can take place for us when we work with someone that we had, you know, work with an ancestor that we had a bad relationship with. So those are some of the ancestors that are available to us and are ready to guide us on our path.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, I just had an aha.
Mm.
While you were speaking, I just had an aha moment. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, you know, at the level of spirit, we are all one. So really anybody is an ancestor, you know?
Right.
I mean, we are
absolutely
all connected. You know, we are all related. We are all one.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is an ancestor because I was having this stuckness in my mind about, well, how can Steve Jobs be, you know, how can I call on him? He's not my ancestor, but he is. Everybody is.
Yes, he is.
Know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you feel an energetic connection to him and his life, then he's an ancestor and you can work with him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now, also, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No,
go ahead. Well, I was just going to mention parallel lives and alternate realities, but let's just
right.
Let him go there.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, so we are connected, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. We are all connected, and we can call upon different ancestors, and we can even say, you know, I need an ancestor to come forward to help me with, let's say, my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a lot of conflict in the relationship and there's challenges, we can call upon an ancestor and say, I need an ancestor to come forward and help me with this part of my life. You may know the ancestor or you may not. So it may be, you know, I would love to have this ancestor come forward and show me what I need to do in order to heal my relationship or heal myself, if that's the
mm-hmm.
case, or give me guidance on how to move forward or if I should move forward. And that ancestor can come from your bloodline, but can also come from, like I said, a historical figure that might be able to step in and help as well.
So, wow. Okay, so what if somebody, you know, what if somebody's totally new to calling on spirits, calling on ancestors? How would they do that? Like, you know, cause, I mean, it's so hard for me to even ask this question because I do it all the time. But if somebody
right.
does not know how at all and they would like to start, what is the best way for them to do that?
Okay. So we'll talk specifically about the ancestors because working
yeah.
with the ancestors and calling them in is a little bit different than what I teach people around spirit guides. There's some similar crossovers, but with the ancestors, one of the things that I have, you know, and as you know, I have the Ancestor Wisdom School. And so in the Ancestor Wisdom School, the very first thing I have people do is make a list of their ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they have parents that have passed away, I have them write down the names of their parents and then move to grandparents and then move to their parents. So, you know, going to about five generations. And our listeners can do this too. So this is something that everyone can do. You start to make this list of your ancestors from about five generations. And if you know the names, great. If you don't know their names, it's not a big deal. As I said, we always know that there's two people that help to create one. So we know that there's two people associated. So you can put great-grandparent, great-great-grandparent, you know, great-great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandmother. write all of those down. And for each member, write anything that you know about them. Did they own a business? Did they live on a farm? Where are they from? Did they go through the Holocaust? Were they enslaved? Did they go through any kind of war? How did they live? Maybe the cause of death, life challenges they may have experienced, life joys, were they married? Did they have children? Just list what you know. You know, did they lose children? Did they have a spouse that died at a young age? You know, what did they survive and overcome? And then, you know, take a look. Are there any items in your family that have been passed down or maybe even recipes? And just go and start with that information. And you may even need to ask some of the elders in the family, you know, information about, you know, people that they remember and stories that they may remember, and start to collect these stories. And just begin to write them down. And like I said, if you know the names, great. If you don't, that's okay. If you don't know stories, that's okay too. If you are adopted, then write down your adopted family lineage as well as your blood lineage. So you can write both of those down and include those. And just by writing down the names, you are initiating a connection. So just by making this list, mm-hmm. you're initiating connection and a relationship with them. And it allows you to start to really build that partnership with them. And then I'll share a little bit more, too, later about some different practices that you can do. But that's the first step to really starting this connection with the ancestors, is just by acknowledging to them that you are acknowledging their previous existence in the physical world. Mm-hmm. And now you're wanting to carry that relationship into a relationship beyond the physical body. And boom, it'll all start. And I think on the last call I mentioned that I did my DNA testing and with Ancestry.com. Yeah. And so one of the things that, you know, we discovered is that nothing new. I knew we were, you know, African heritage, 56%. But I found out about the 40% European and 30% Middle Eastern and 1% Polynesian. So I knew the European was probably there, but the Middle Eastern and the Polynesian I didn't. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing these practices where I'm actually going in meditation to these places and connecting with the ancestors that are in those areas, connecting with the indigenous people, and really channeling their energy and messages to not only help me in my life, but also helping with my clients as well. And it's been a really powerful way of connecting with this whole group of ancestors that I was never connected with before. I mean, consciously connected with. We're always connected with our ancestors. They're always supporting us and guiding us. There's just a conscious connection and an unconscious connection. Mm-hmm. So there was that unconscious connection. But now establishing a real partnership with them is really, really exciting. And then I also mentioned that we did the AfricanAncestry.com, which is a little bit different, because what it does is it tells you where, if your lineage is from Africa, it tells you where in Africa, and it tells you what ethnic group. And so I found that my grandmother was Yoruba and Fulani, ethnic groups out of Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Nigeria. And so I've been able to really work with my ancestors from those areas. And, like, I have a Yoruba shaman ancestor that helped me with my healing and channeling work and helped me create really deep connections with my clients and their ancestors and spirit guides to uncover blocks. And what's really powerful is I work with these indigenous ancestors to help me create spiritual practices and rituals that support people with bringing out their purpose and, you know, really creating powerful and loving relationships and helping them through financial challenges and the whole nine yards. So knowing that these ancestors exist has opened up so much for me, and it's been really powerful. And then one other one that has also been coming through even more so now than before is a great-great maternal grandmother who was a midwife. and she helped deliver hundreds of babies. And I've actually had some communication with her, and she, you know, said, you're helping people give birth to their genius and helping them express their purpose in the world. And don't take that lightly, because that is giving life to people. And I thought, wow, that's true. And I'm seeing that happen more and more in my work, and I'm seeing how that's transpiring and taking place. So
that's
once we
beautiful.
Actually, yeah, it was, I mean, it was absolutely wonderful. So once we have these things in place, it's really, really powerful.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so we can connect with these ancestors in different ways. And one other quick story that I'll share that has been fun about connecting with ancestors, and I may have mentioned this on the call, but I think this is something that's happened since our last call. I had a plumbing problem, and that plumbing problem was recreating a major leak, or should I say a water flow, that was draining into my sink from a filter on the refrigerator hose. And so there was a real problem that was taking place, and I called one person to come and fix the problem, and he actually made the problem worse and then said he couldn't fix it. So I called, I went, and I looked up, and I found a plumber in the online, and I said, I'm just going to call this guy, and I'll call whoever can come first. So this particular person said, I can come tomorrow. He was the only one that I was able to reach live. I'll come tomorrow. I can help you take care of your problem. I'm like, great. So I went to bed that night, and one of the things that people know about my dad is that if he couldn't fix something, then it couldn't be fixed, because this man could fix anything. You know, he took care of my car. He took care of everything in our home, all the electrical, all the plumbing. I never had a handyman. I've never had a mechanic until after my father passed away 4 years ago. So that night I talked to my dad, and I say, look, you know, please send somebody who is going to be honest, who is going to fix the problem, who is going to be reasonable with their, you know, their fees, and who will get this job done and get it done, you know, rather quickly. And so the next morning this gentleman shows up, and he gives me two options for what I can do. One is more expensive than the other, and then he recommends the less expensive one because he thought that would be sufficient. And so he finishes it, and then he hands me the receipt, and at the top of the receipt is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Angel. Angel.
Wow. I love it.
So I'm like, okay, Dad, you got jokes, right?
I love that.
Yes, yes. And Angel is now my plumber. I hope I don't have to call Angel a whole lot, of course. But if I do, I will be calling on Angel to come and repair my problem, because not only did he take care of that one, he said, is there anything else you have going on? And I said, well, actually, there's two other things that I didn't think about until, you know, I called you. He said, well, let me just take care of those while I'm here. And he took care of those as well. And so this angel came upon us, and that's one of the powerful ways that we can work with our ancestors, is to ask them to support us and guide us and bring the resources and the people to us that we need in order to, you know, come up with a solution to a challenge, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So those are the fun stories.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I love those stories. They're so – and it's like for you, anyways, it's like it's simple. It's like you're just talking and asking, right? But it can be like
right.
that for us too. All we have to do is have the intention and talk and ask, right? For whatever
absolutely
that we require. It doesn't have to be really any more complicated than that.
No, it doesn't. And I think sometimes people will make it complicated. And
mm-hmm.
You know, what's important to me is I do readings for people, obviously. But I also want to empower people to have their own connections and their own partnerships. And it really isn't that difficult. It is simple as writing down the names and starting the contact. And I'll share here in a second a practice that a person can use to get started. But it really doesn't require anything major, just asking, you know, asking. And the guidance will show up and the guidance will be there. But I'll share a spiritual practice that is helpful, too. And one of the ways, you know, as we mentioned, you can make the list of the ancestors, and then you can invite them to join you in your dreams by talking to them before you go to bed, like I did with my dad when I just had a conversation with him and told him what the problem was and what I needed help with. If you have a specific challenge that you know one of your ancestors can help you with, you can call on that particular ancestor. Or if you don't and you don't know a specific ancestor, just keep it general. Mm-hmm. You don't have to know who they are, their name, or that kind of thing. And because there's a collective of ancestors that are available to work with you, and the one that needs to step forward to help you the most will step forward. I talked to my dad, but there could have been other ancestors that were intervening as well in that situation with the plumbing problem.
Right. Yeah.
So, for instance, if you have a business that isn't performing the way you want and you have a great aunt who was a successful entrepreneur, then ask her for guidance. When you wake up in the morning after you've asked for this guidance and you go to sleep, now this means turning the TV off, turning the music off. You know, those are things that will disturb your dream sleep and will impact you being able to connect. But go ahead and go to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, record any dreams that you may remember, notice any colors, words, symbols, anything that doesn't make sense to you. And if you don't remember the dream, just record how you feel when you wake up. Record whatever's on your mind when you first wake up. And, you know, by the way, you don't have to know your ancestor during a particular lifetime to invite them in to help you. So it's okay if when you wake up, you don't, you know, you can't, you're not able to say, oh, well, so-and-so came through in my dream, mm-hmm. you know, or my father came through or my aunt came through. That's okay. It's not a big deal. You don't have to know them. Just record how you're feeling,
right.
What you're thinking, and how your, you know, what your next actions are when you get out of bed. You know, all of those things can be recorded because there's messages in all of those, and you don't have to necessarily remember the dream. But that's one way. And then another way that you can connect is by creating an altar that welcomes the ancestors into your life. And your altar can be large, really large, or can be really small. And items that you can include are items that are a reflection of your ancestors, like maybe photos or something that they own, like maybe there's a handkerchief or maybe there's a piece of artwork that they owned. There could be flowers that you decide to add to the altar. I encourage you to add 3 glasses of water, one for you, one for them, one for the other guides. And then you also can add money if you want to. If you want to create greater prosperity, you may want to add some money and sprinkle some money around. It can be, it doesn't matter how much, it's just what it represents. So if you don't have to go out and rob your bank and, you know, put $100,000 bills on your altar, but you can put just coins, and that represents abundance, financial abundance. And then write words like abundance. You may even want to put the name of an organization that will benefit from your abundance of money when it starts to flow to you. And that way, you know, you're sharing with the ancestors, I'd like to have this abundance flow into this organization as well. And so it's a way to kind of keep the money flowing because money is supposed to flow. So you keep the flow of money. And it's a really powerful way. Having an altar is a really powerful way of welcoming the ancestors. And I've actually created an altar guide that will help you honor your ancestors and will help you bring the energy of the ancestors into your home. And I'll give you information later on how you can get a hold of that guide. But it's, you know, really cool to use an altar in your home and to have it there and to change it and to add things to it. And I think you mentioned that you have an altar in your home, right?
I do, and mine is huge.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Mine's huge. And I started a second altar in another room only because my one where I do most of my work is, like, so big. But yeah, it has all the pictures of my gods and goddesses, and it has like the pictures of my grandmother and other little things, you know, like all the things I use in my healing and my meditations and stuff like that. I have flowers, I have water, you know, I have prosperity coins and things like that, and candles and crystals. And
yeah. and that's what I love. I mean, altars can, they're as unique as the person that's creating them. And what I always say, there's specific ways for you to open the doorway to your ancestors and your spirit guides using an altar. And that's why I created the altar guide, because I think it's another way of giving people a very easy way to welcome them, but also, like you said, including goddesses and including other pieces to the altar, welcomes in all of the wisdom guides, as I call them, that are available to work with you. And that's one of the things I love. Like in the Ancestor Wisdom School, we focused on working on our altars every month. We welcome in an ancestor that can guide you based on the theme for the month. So whatever our theme is for the month, like this month it's vibrant health. So we're welcoming in the ancestors that can help us with vibrant health. And my mom and my aunt, they completed 10 years of research, and they compiled everything in our family history book called Threads. So every week I turn to a page in the book, and I invite the ancestor on that page to join me, and then I keep the book on the altar open to the page where the picture of that ancestor is. And that's a part of, you know, just changing and altering and doing different things with the altar. So every month we have some fun, and people share pictures of their altars, and it's really a great way to keep that connection with the ancestors.
Absolutely. And keeping it fresh. You know, I think somebody said to me once, you know, making it an active, living altar instead of, you know, a stagnant one, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there are times when I remove everything off of my altar and start all over again.
Yeah.
And just do something totally different, rearrange things, move things around, take things away. And on a daily basis, I can, you know, I might go out and add some flowers and then the next day decide, oh, I'll take those flowers and put them somewhere else. So shifting and changing all the time.
That's all good. all right, so how about we take some questions, because we have lots.
Yeah, let's do it.
Lots of people with their hands raised, and see, we have some questions on the Q&A as well. So we're going to go to the Q&A first from, this is Joy, I think in New York, and she says, great topic. And she said, I used to be angry with my ancestors for so many reasons, and I wish to find peace and send them peace and appreciation instead. What should I do for this to happen?
You just did. Mm. You just did. Mm. So feel that for a moment, because you set the intention of doing it. And so that's the first layer, is that the intention is that you want to have peace. And you want to forgive, and you want to let go. So that's the first step in making, into really making that connection and making that happen. And then, you know, writing, looking at, a lot of times when we're looking at our ancestors, we forget that they were people, right? And they were people that were raised by other people, and they were people who were raised by other people who were damaged and hurt and had problems of their own. And so they pass those on and pass those on. And so we have to kind of take a look at that and then step back and say, okay, these were people and they were not perfect. They made mistakes. And really understand that once they made that transition into the spirit world, they had to atone for those mistakes, and now they're ready to support you because of the mistakes that they made, because of the hurt that they may have caused you. They're now ready to support you. And if you can just step back and say, you know what, I'm going to accept the support, I'm going to accept the guidance, because at this point, as they are ancestors that are guiding you, they're guiding you all from the really powerful, positive place of who they are. The negative piece is no longer there. It has been dissolved. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not held responsible and accountable for their behavior, because they are, which is more of a reason why they need to work with you, right? That's part of their contract, is now to right that wrong. So they're coming back and they're working with you. So if you can begin to just say what you said, and you can even use an affirmation, you can create an altar, and you can create a forgiveness altar if you want to, where you light a candle and you just say, you know, in my heart, I want to let my anger and frustration with my ancestors, I would like to let that go and, you know, offer forgiveness and peace. And over time, it will begin to happen for you. To say that it'll happen overnight, I can't say that, but I can say the more you do that, by lighting the candle, by placing water and bringing a piece of the earth into your altar, like maybe a rock or soil or sand into your altar to ground you in a positive place, and the candle to bring in the ancestors and the water to bring in your spirit guides to begin to purify and to release any of the anger and hurt that was associated. So that's the easiest answer and the easiest way for you to get started. And then, of course, there's some other deeper tools that we can use to begin to really dissolve some of the past experiences and to help you feel better about the experience mm-hmm. that you had.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question, Joy. Thank you for bringing that up.
Very good question.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so now we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to go to the phone number ending in 7355. 7355, I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Yes, hello. I was adopted and I have no family lineage that I can refer back to. Do you have any suggestions?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so you can actually work with your adopted family, and you can connect with that group of ancestors, which is a powerful group of ancestors for you. Even if, you know, if your adoption was really positive, then they're a source of help. If your adoption wasn't as positive as you would have liked it to be, they still are a source of help. And you don't necessarily have to know all of them in order for you to connect with them, but you can actually connect with them. And then you don't have to know your blood lineage. You can actually know that you had a birth mother, and that birth mother had a birth mother and father, and your father, your father had a mother and a father. And you can actually just begin to make that list. You don't have to know exactly who they are. You can just let them know that you want to connect with them, that you want them to be a part of your life, that you want support and you want guidance. And that will bring them forward. So you definitely don't have to know names. Does that bring you some clarity?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So let me just, I want to... Your ancestors on both sides are actually guiding you, which is, you know, common. There's a great-grandmother on your birth side who wants you to know that she sees you. And she actually, she comes to you at night. She comes and she visits you at night. And she looks upon you with pride. And so she wants you to know that she loves you and that she is providing support to you, and that your birth ancestors, your ancestors by birth, your bloodline, are all connected with you. And your adoption didn't end that connection, and that connection has always been there and will always be there. And so they want you to know that, and they want you to feel free to ask them for support and help, and they will provide you with whatever they can to help you. And they're eager to do it. It's almost like I see them, you know, kind of jumping up and down and just excited that you even took the time to ask the question, because they want you to know that they want to support you. Your ancestors on your adopted family side, there's a male ancestor who wants you. I guess there's something there about, from this male ancestor, that is saying that there's some hurt and pain that you have, and he definitely wants to be a part of your healing and to support you in your healing. So those are just sort of general information that I'm getting from the ancestors. But definitely, you know, you don't have to create a huge altar in your home, but you can absolutely create something. Even if you don't have pictures or names, you can actually get and put something on your altar that represents, you know, grandparents, that represents great-grandparents. So it could be a word, it could be a framed photo of, you know, an old photo of someone that you may not necessarily even know. You can bring that forth, or you can just set up your altar where you have, you know, a candle and water and a few things that, you know, colorful things that are meaningful to you, and invite the ancestors to join you. And in that altar guide that I was talking about, one of the things I share in there is about how to invite them to join you by making an offering. So you can make an offering to the ancestors of, you know, a favorite food that you may have, or if you know of a favorite food that they have, you can invite them to join you by putting that on the altar as well. Like, my father loved sweet potato pie, so when we make sweet potato pie, I always include a slice for him and put it on the altar for him. So that's one of the things that you can do as well, to invite your ancestors to come through. But they are absolutely working with you. They are there for you, and they are wanting to support you.
That, the great-great-grandmother on my true lineage side, is she paternal or maternal? Do you know?
She says paternal.
And then the male ancestor on my adoptive side, is that paternal or maternal?
He's not telling me.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not giving me any information on that. It feels more maternal, but he's not saying.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's what I
think. Yeah, he's saying that it's not important, but, you know, still.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes we still want to know, but, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm feeling more maternal.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. You were a huge help. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for asking the question.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you. And it's interesting, you know, because I was getting the same thing. I was getting maternal, but it's not important to know, you know. That's the same message I was getting.
Exactly.
Interesting. So I have a comment back from Joy, and she says, thank you so much. Tears of gratitude and huge relief. That's good, Joy.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your comment and your question.
Yeah, thank you, Joy. So then I have a question from Rose, and she says, are the ancestors we're working with the ones whose karma we are clearing, whose heaviness we are carrying, or the happy, successful, and or enlightened ones?
All.
Yeah.
We're connecting with all of the above. So for different reasons. And I usually tell people when they're first starting out that we want to connect with the ancestors that are the ancestors that we have a positive connection with. So if we have an ancestor that we knew that we had a really good relationship with, like my grandmothers, I had really positive relationships with both of them. And so connecting with them is very easy. But I have a great aunt that I didn't have as much of a positive connection with, and it took me a while to be okay connecting with her and to be okay and to release some of my frustration with her and some of the anger I had with her for some of the nasty things that she used to do to me. But I also realized that she was a very, very successful woman in terms of her career and her ability, truly her ability to build wealth. She was very, very good at it and a master at it. And so there are some qualities of that that I want to bring through to help me and to help my clients. So I had to resolve my issues with her in order to be able to work with this really positive gift that she's able to give and that she wanted to share with me. So we're working with the ancestors on various levels. If we're having blocks and health issues and, you know, challenges and struggles in our life, then we can work with those ancestors that were a part of passing some of that down in our genes, and we can go back and we can do ancestral clearing and, you know, karma clearing in order to heal those situations. And then we can call up on those other ancestors or the same ones for guidance and support and wisdom. So we're working with all of them.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, good question. Thank you for that, because
yes,
sometimes
thank you for that question.
Wonder. So thank
yeah.
you, Rose.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 0340, 0340. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Rosemary.
Rosemary, that's what I thought.
Hi, Rosemary.
Okay. Hi, how are you? My question, I'm not quite even sure what it is. I've always had this real feeling of oppression by my ancestors, and it's like, you know, this huge, heavy cloak of, you know, wet blanket, just black goo, everything. I know people have told me, like Master Jati once did a reading, and he said it's all junk there. It was like a bifold closet. The doors were open, but they were pushing me out. There were so many of them, they were just pushing me out, basically, out of my own life. And I know on my mother's side, it was very, very much depressed, and there's black magic involved, and relationship curses, and just a lot of, you know, victim stuff. And my father, I think, is also magic there, but mostly money karma. And then when he died, it, you know, it came on to my mother.
So what's the question, Rosemary?
The question is, I'm trying to think of how to ask it. I would like to know what they expect from me, because, you know, I know they want me to break the curse, and I've tried, but there seems to be some kind of time factor or contract going that it's, you know, until a certain time it can't really happen or manifest. But I would like to know, you know, what is going on? What's, you know, I know mostly my mother's, I know that history about the, you know, relationship curses dating back to the Middle Ages. But my father, I'm not sure what's going on with his lineage. And the second part of the question is, who can I even trust to talk to?
In terms
because,
of your ancestors?
You know, yeah, of my ancestors, yeah, I mean...
Okay. So let's start there, because what I was sensing when you were talking is that we need to go back many generations. Do you know where your family originated from?
Well, as far as I know, my mother's lineage from what is now Slovenia, Czechoslovakia, and those areas there, I'm sure it was like much other stuff, you know. Russia, Hungary, all these, that area. My father, French, German, and somewhere in England, I think.
Okay.
English. But
so when you think about your ancestry, where do you feel most connected? In terms of what country do you feel most connected to outside of, you know, where you're living now, but where do you feel connected?
Well, emotionally, I feel connected to Czechoslovakia.
Okay. So what I would do is I would call upon the grandparents from excuse me, I'm sorry. I would call upon the grandparents from any area that you feel a major connection with. And I would call upon them and bring them forth and go all the way back to the indigenous people of that area, you know, whoever the original people were of that area, and call upon the ancestors from there and work with them to help create the healing that needs to take place all the way down to your current life.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that on both sides of your family. So you can do that on your father's side, you can do that on your mother's side, but you want to make the connection starting at that point as opposed to you starting with your parents or your grandparents. You want to go back much farther because mm-hmm. that's where a lot of the conflicts and the challenges originated and then move forward from there. Let me just, I want to check in, because that was the first thing that I was getting is to ask you that question, you know, where do you feel the most connected, and then going to those ancestors, and you really needed to go back much further than the last five generations. You know, you needed to really go back.
I was going to say, I feel a lot of anger and hostility towards my father's lineage.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very oppressive and pushy, you know.
Then I would say, let me just check in. Okay, so in your father's lineage, there is an aunt that wants to support you, who was one that always was a little bit different than everyone else, an aunt that wasn't necessarily accepted fully by the family, an aunt who, pardon?
I said a kindred spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. And she just, she saw things that were going on and didn't like what she was seeing. But in addition to that, she wasn't able to fully, she actually had some spiritual gifts as well that she wasn't able to fully express.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's actually wanting to connect with you. And you can actually just start to call upon her and inviting her to come into your life more because she was sort of waiting for that invitation from you.
Do you have a name for her?
And she will help you.
I'm kind of blocked with everything still.
I'm not getting a name for her, but she's saying Auntie. Auntie is what she's saying.
Okay.
And she's back. I mean, this is maybe 12 to 15 generations back. So we're talking pretty far back.
How many years is a generation? Is it 20 or 10?
10. It can be 10 to 20.
Okay.
Yeah, it's usually about 10 to 20. Closer to 20 is what I'm getting for you specifically. Most of your generations were closer to 20.
240, 250 years, right?
So we're going back pretty far, and she specifically is reaching out to you. She is specifically wanting to work with you, and
okay.
she wants you to open the door to her coming in, and she said that when you do that, she'll be able to help you with some of the healing that you need in order for you to be able to connect with those ancestors that really are here to help and support you. So she really wants you to invite her in. So one of the things you can do is light a candle because that welcomes the ancestors. And then she liked tea or likes tea. Actually, tea leaves is something that she thought she really kind of likes the idea of. So, you know, any kind of tea that you can think of, but I'm getting kind of an herbal type tea mixture, something maybe with lemon or something. anyway, she likes that, and so she wants, you know, you to welcome her through tea. So maybe even if you like tea and you pour a cup of tea, pour an extra cup of tea for her and invite her into your space with you, and then take in a journal and just write what you're feeling and what you're thinking as you're having tea with this auntie, which is interesting. Your auntie wants to have tea with you. There you go.
Nice. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Can you tell? Is it like French, English, or German? Can you tell which one?
No, I'm not getting. Okay. I'm not getting that necessarily. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something to start with. Yeah, place to start. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye. Beautiful. And, you know, I love how she said about the tea, you know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, have a cup of tea with me to invite me in, and that's building that relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
It is, which is so important. I mean, a lot of times we just call upon, you know, people will often, you know, just call upon an ancestor or a guide and just
mm-hmm.
call them when they need them, as opposed to building a relationship. And the partnership is where there's true, true guidance that comes through, is when, you know, you honor them, you show love and respect and remember them, that's when they begin to come through even more for you.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Have the tea.
Mm-hmm. Have the tea, exactly. All right, so let's take one more quick question right now. So phone number ending in 4199. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi.
This is Bianca, and it's actually funny. My question is somewhat similar to the last caller in that I can't help but get the feeling sometimes that I'm sort of weighted down by, you know, emotional baggage and just a heaviness that I can tell isn't mine. And so I don't know if that's, you know, if it's healing that I need to do on behalf of, you know, my ancestors, or, you know, how I would even go about discovering how to address that. Because I definitely, it's something that's been weighing on me lately. And I can definitely tell the difference between, you know, when I'm having, you know, negative feelings that are my own versus, you know, thoughts and, you know, beliefs that have kind of been ingrained in me from a very young age that I'm starting to realize, you know, I don't really think this is my stuff, if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. It absolutely makes a lot of sense. And as you were talking, I could kind of feel the heaviness that's there that isn't a part of, it's not a part of your doing. You are carrying some of the, well, first of all, you're very, very open, right? And very open spiritually, very open portal is what I'm sensing. And you're actually carrying the wounds of many female ancestors. And they are, it's almost like they're wanting to live out some of their experiences through you that would make them feel better, but they're bringing in their, some of their pain and their wounds as well. They're wanting to protect you, which is kind of a little bit of a challenging place to be in, but not something that you can't overcome and that you can't clear out. And one of the things that you can do is you can go into meditation. And this is something that I do a lot with the Ancestor Wisdom School, that we go into meditation and we invite them in, and then we ask them to allow us to invite the parts of them that we see that will support us on our journey, and we ask them to kind of work on their healing and releasing of the things that are not going to be helpful. And we remind them that we can't carry their fear, that that's something that they have to, you know, kind of clear up and heal on their own. So that's one step that you can do on your own that makes it, you know, very easy, and you can start to clear some of that out. But I also want to check in with them. Okay, so one of the other things for you to do is to be very clear about the types of guidance that you're looking for when you're looking for it, and to also make an agreement with, there are some female ancestors on your paternal side that are pretty healthy, kind, loving, basically kind of free-spirited, happy, that want to come through and support you. And one of the things that you can do with them is ask them for the time being to only allow those loving and pure ancestors to come through and support you right now, because you're in a, you know, you're in a stage of healing and releasing some of the old karma from these ancestors that were not happy. Ask them to help you only bring in those that are peaceful and loving and ready to support you on your path while you do your own work in healing, and then you can actually work with them a little bit more, the ones that are having some of the challenges. But it isn't something that you have to, I mean, it is something that you can work on, that you can release, that you can let go. It's not all doom and gloom. It's not something that you have to live with or anything like that. It is something that you can work with. It may not be as easy by yourself to do it, but those are what I just gave you is a way for you to start. And then you may want to seek out support and help from someone that can help you do some of the clearing and can help you set the intentions of the kind of ancestors you want to work with, and it really help you set the right altar to welcome those particular ancestors in that can support you. But in the meantime, work with your paternal female ancestors that are kind and light, and these are back about 4 to 5 generations, and okay. There's three of them. There's three of them that want to support you. And there are others. I mean, what's interesting is you have a lot of female ancestors around you that are just, they adore you. They absolutely adore you. And they want to, it's like they all want to come and help you, but they have to do a little bit of healing themselves. So one of the other things that you can do is just say, you know, you can light a candle for them and just ask that what needs to be released for them is released, and help them prepare to work with you more. Because some of them that want to work with you are ancestors that had kind of traumatic experiences in their lives. Maybe even their deaths were somewhat traumatic. And so they're just having a hard time kind of working through some things. And they're seeking you out for that support. And you actually have the ability to help them, but first we want to get you so that you're feeling at peace. And then you're able to go back and help them, which then helps future generations as well. So that's the message that I have for you that will help you get started.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. But it's not doom and gloom, just so you know.
Okay.
You are... You actually have a lot of spiritual gifts that haven't been developed yet.
That's what I've been feeling a lot lately.
Yeah, you're getting a call, and so just remember that sometimes when that happens, we do kind of go through a period of mental and emotional and physical fatigue. So that can happen as well. So just be patient with yourself and allow yourself to be guided to the right resources for you to develop the spiritual gifts that you have.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bianca. And it's interesting. I find it interesting that, you know, I'll be honest, I did not think that was one of our roles, was to heal our ancestors. I know we do heal our ancestors when we do our own healing work, which is a great benefit, but I didn't realize that was, you know, a requirement, you know, like that they were pushing us to do their healing work for them, or to help them with healing, or to ease their burdens or whatever. We can do it, but I didn't think that was one of our purposes in life. Like, it's strange.
Well, it's not for everyone. In this particular case, that's part of what she was actually born into this life to learn how to do, because there's going to be more work that she's going to be doing around that. We can help them along. We can support them, you know, even by forgiveness. It helps them to release some of the things that they're doing. By us fully living our purpose, that helps with their healing as well. By us calling upon them to be a part of our lives, that helps with their healing. So we're always helping them as well as them helping us.
Right.
And that's why I say it's a partnership. It's not necessarily our responsibility to do it, but when we show up in the world the way that we were born to show up, that in itself creates a healing. When we don't, then it makes it more difficult for us to receive their guidance and for them to do the work that they need to do in order for them to continue to evolve as spirits and ancestors.
Right. Yeah, because for me, like, you know, I do a lot of healing work on myself, as well as my community and so on. But, you know, I always thought that that was just an added benefit for my ancestors and for my generations going forward, that I was doing all this healing work. You know, it's like, oh, it's an added benefit. They also get healing, you know. But I guess for me, it's never been one of those, I never felt pressured to help heal my ancestors or anything, or my lineages or anything like that. It was just an added bonus for them that I was doing the work.
Right.
And they were getting benefit, you know. So.
Right. Yeah. And for most people, there's not really a pressure to do it. But it also depends on, you know, what you came here to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so that makes a difference as well. And for some people, they came here to be a part of that healing process for the lineage. And to be able to carry out the lineage in a different way than it has been through many, many generations. And so how that person that's living this physical life shows up in this physical life, and how they live this physical life, really has an even bigger impact than some others on what happens to those ancestors.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's really interesting. I say, like, wow. all right, we're going to take some more questions in just a few moments. I know we have lots of questions still on the Q&A and live callers. So it's like, yeah,
wow, okay.
Yeah, people are loving this topic and this conversation, for sure. So, but I want to talk briefly about the special offer that you have for us. I know there's a twist to it this time around, so... For those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Monique12. So, Dr. Monique, can you share with us information about your offer?
Yes, I can. I'm really excited to do that. And excuse me, I'm having lots of allergy problems today, so I need to do some clearing in that area. Okay, so what I'm offering is, for anyone who really resonates with the conversation that we've had here today and really wants to have a deeper connection with their ancestors, who really wants to, you know, clear out some of that karmic, you know, some of the karmic shadows and do some karmic clearing, people who really want to see how they can work with the ancestors in different aspects of their lives, I'm inviting you to join the Ancestor Wisdom School. And the Ancestor Wisdom School really takes you deep below the surface of what's causing you to, you know, have some challenges or some struggles and what may be preventing you from fully living your dreams and expressing your purpose to help you take this real natural action towards, you know, bringing out what's deeply inside of you, whether it's bringing forth your spiritual gifts, whether it's, you know, helping you have better relationships or better health or, you know, really bringing forward your life purpose. That's what we do in the Ancestor Wisdom School. So we start with karmic clearing and a self-love spiritual practice and some sacred rituals. And then I help you align with your soul and discover the agreement your soul made with your ancestors before you were born and how they can help you have your happiest life. And so the Ancestor Wisdom School really provides you with the support that you need to have that access to the wisdom and guidance anytime you need it. So it isn't just me doing readings for you. It's actually you actually learning how to have that connection as well. And so you'll learn lots of new techniques on connecting. You'll learn how to work with your altar. And when you use the link that Alara provided, you will receive a 2-month membership in the Ancestor Wisdom School for the price of 1 month. So 2 months for the price of one, that's a $99 savings. And what you'll get from that is you'll get to participate in 2 monthly live spiritual workshops. So each month we have a live spiritual workshop. Then we have guided meditation audio. So each month you'll get a guided meditation audio that will help you connect with your ancestors. And then we also have a live spiritual masterclass. And this month, Sharon is joining us for our live masterclass. So I think she's been on one of your Okay, so she's joining us.
She was on last season,
yes. Yes, she was on last season. So she'll be joining us to talk about ancestral clearing as well. And then we also each month have a coaching with the ancestors call, a Q&A session. So you'll have an opportunity to ask questions just like we were doing here. You'll be able to ask questions and get some guidance from your ancestors. And then weekly I give you different sacred ceremonies and rituals and spiritual practices that will help guide you to staying connected with your ancestors. And we have a dedicated Facebook group, which is really cool because we have some really fun people in the group that like to share and support each other. So you'll be invited to participate in the Facebook group. And when you register, like I said, using the link that's provided, you'll receive the 2-month membership for the cost of 1 month. And if you decide to continue with the program, you can continue with the program. If you don't, you won't be charged any more money. You'll just receive, you know, the 2 months. So you'll see in there that it'll say monthly, but it really is only going to be for 2 months. And then if you want to continue, I'll send you an invitation to continue at the end of your 2 months. If you sign up this month, you'll receive a little extra bonus because you'll be able to participate in the rest of April, which includes 3 more calls, and you'll be able to participate in May and June for the 2 months that you're paying for. So you'll get a big bonus by signing up in April. If you sign up today, you'll get an even bigger bonus because you'll be able to participate in our special meditation and Q&A call that we're having tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So if you sign up today, you'll have an opportunity for that. And when you sign up, you'll receive some other bonuses. So you'll receive the book that Alara mentioned at the beginning of the call, the Village Pearls book that she was a part of. So you'll be able to get 30 spiritual practices by over 20 teachers that you'll be able to use. That altar guide that I talked about will also be included, so you'll receive the altar guide so that you'll be able to build your altar in a way that welcomes and opens the doorway to your ancestors. I mentioned the private Facebook group, and you'll also be able to participate in a special ancestors reading workshop where you'll be able to get information from your ancestors specifically. And then we also did a Village Pearl Sacred Practices to Nourish Your Soul workshop that included audio recordings. You'll get over 20 hours of audio of meditations and spiritual practices and information that will also help you connect with your wisdom guides of all types. And so you get all of that. And it's, like I said, it's $99, which will be 2 months in the Ancestor Wisdom School. And I think you will absolutely enjoy this school if you have resonated with any of our discussion today. So I invite you, and I hope you'll come and join us.
Oh, absolutely. And like Dr. Monique said, there is so much value in this special offer, in this program. I'm so glad you shared about all of the different calls and all of the different workshops and all of the different bonuses that are all included. So please do take a look at it. This is available again at awakentohappinessnow.com/Monique12. Yeah, lots of tools, lots of resources, lots of wonderful calls also that are upcoming. Three this month and then all of May and all of June. So that's a lot of information, lots of resources, lots of healing involved. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, do we want to continue taking calls and questions?
Sure. Yes, I have a little more time.
Perfect. All right. So let's see where we are. So I have a question from Dee on the Q&A. And she says, I was told that a curse was put on me when I was 5 or 7 years old that goes 6 generations back on my mother's side that affects my relationships, love, and abundance. There has been a lot of betrayal in relationships and love on my mother's side and a lot of conflict between female relatives. Can you please provide guidance on where to start so I can clear this so I can have healthy love relationships and more abundance in my life? So many curses. Wow. I mean, I know they exist. I would like to think I have not been that exposed to it, since I have, but not that much.
Right, yeah. And that was, you know, as I was hearing the curse and 5 years old. Okay, so I'll just say this because it's coming through for me to say this. Sometimes when we hear that we've had a curse put on us, it actually makes it even worse because then we carry it around. Mm-hmm. It invokes fear. It causes us to focus a lot on it. It's sort of like when we hear a lot of times when people say, if you focus on the negative, then you manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of the same way when we hear about a curse, is that we focus on it and we begin to make it even worse than it would have been had we not known about it.
Yeah.
And so that becomes a little bit of a challenge. One of the things that often helps is if we have one side of our family that may be dealing with a particular issue, say the relationship issue, then we can sometimes go to the opposite side of our family and ask them to be a part of the healing if they're not dealing with the same issue. So that's one place to go to, is to call upon the paternal side of your family and see if you can get some support there for healing some of the challenges that you are experiencing. The other thing that you can do is go back to, I believe you said it was 6th generation? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, 6th generation. Okay. Go back to that generation in the 7th generation, the parents the parents of the grandmother on your 6th generation who may have been a part of what you've been told about a curse. I'm actually not seeing the curse, but you've been told that, so there is some belief and there's some energy around it, so we want to definitely work with it. So going back to that 7th generation and asking the 7th generation to clear out whatever was placed upon you by this 6th generation female. And then go to that 6th generation female and tell them that they, you know, reminding them that they're in a space where they can actually be at peace now and that they can carry out and be a part of a loving relationship through you. and that you invite them to experience that through you.
Mm-hmm.
And allow, and then you can go to each generation moving forward into your current life. Go to each generation and offer all of the women in each generation the opportunity to experience a loving and kind and beautiful relationship as a result of you being in this life experience. And ask them to be a part of that and to energize that and to believe in that and to honor that for you so that you can experience it and that you can all benefit from it. So you're basically enlisting them as allies,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're encouraging them to overcome whatever is there to allow them to experience this beauty that they can experience through you as a physical being and be able to enjoy being in a relationship. That would be the easiest way to start. If I were working with you directly, there are some other things that I would do with you. We would do some clearing, not only of what was experienced on your mother's side, but we would also do some clearing of what you've experienced in relationships already. So we would have to go through and clear some of that out as well. But you can start on your own by inviting them to be allies in creating a really positive, loving, kind, respectful, honorable relationship. And by them helping you be the person that you want to be and the person that you need to be in order to experience that. And ask them to be a part of that. Ask them to join you. One of the ways that you can do it is I'm kind of seeing you maybe going out in nature a little bit somewhere and going out in nature and just sitting and inviting them to be a part of that healing. Allow nature to heal all of you and be a part of that healing and just sit and invite them to come. Invite them to come and invite them to come in a very joyful and peaceful way to sit with you and experience the healing that takes place in being out in nature. Yeah, because there's a lot of fiery energy that's in many of the women in that part of your lineage. Many of the women, there's this fiery peace. So balancing that out by taking them out into nature and the elements will help balance that fiery nature as well. If there's some place where there's water, if you can bring water with you and just pour water on the earth, that will actually help to subdue some of the fiery energy that's going on inside of them as well. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. So, Dee, hopefully that resonates with you. Let us know what you think of that. Lots of wonderful information. Thank you. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. My mind suddenly went blank all of a sudden. it happens. Phone number ending in 7263. 7263. I'm going to unmute you. Suddenly got really, really hot when you're talking about fire. Hello, hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I had a question, but I think that what I want to say is that I'm really enjoying this call. I'm really enjoying the information that's coming through, and I just want you to know that I really appreciate your work and how you work. And I just wanted to share some gratitude.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Carrie. And can I share that you're part of the school? I mean, obviously,
yes.
I already shared.
Yeah, whatever. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Carrie's in the Ancestor Wisdom School. So we've been able to do some really great work together. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that and for saying that, Carrie. It's my pleasure to support you on your journey. It's been such a beautiful experience. So thank you for trusting me to support you and to guide you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Your patience is like Job's competition when it comes to me. So like, you know, I am so grateful that you have such patience to, because I my struggle is with trusting the information that does show up.
Mm-hmm.
I second guess, third guess, fourth guess, eighth guess, and you know, meanwhile I'm not getting things done, and you know, I get stuck. So you know, it's just the trust factor. So it really helps to have someone working with me that when I get the information, I know that I can trust it.
And you've actually come a long way with this. So this is, you know, this is wonderful. And, you know, as I've said to you before, you've been blessed with so many great ancestors that are guiding you. And, you know, your story has been a part of the healing, but your story has also brought forth so many ancestors that are wanting you to now take the next step. And I see you doing it. And I see you stepping into it. And I think the more you do that, the more you'll be able to trust the guidance that comes through for you. And I can understand why it would sometimes be hard to trust it because of the experiences that you've had to now trust. And I think this happens for a number of people to be able, excuse me, to trust the guidance that's coming through from ancestors that in their physical form didn't always have your best interest at heart is really challenging. It's really challenging. And I find that when people have experienced that it is harder to trust it. And I'm seeing more and more how you're releasing that and starting to trust, and I'm seeing things open up for you even bigger. So I know that the weeks and months and days ahead for you are getting ready to expand more than you can imagine. And so for anyone who's dealing with that, anyone who has a similar experience where they've had ancestors that haven't been as supportive and loving and kind in physical form, just know that it's okay if you don't feel the trust in the beginning, and eventually you will. Eventually it'll come through.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Carrie, for sharing. Thank you. All right. So we're going to go quickly to phone number ending in 9933. What is, I sort of got both of our voices are like kind of like off. What's going on here?
I know. I don't know what that is.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. This is Debbie. Hi, Dr. Monique and Alara.
How are you?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Now, this is kind of weird because the last two phone calls, I was getting really nervous and anxious. This is weird because I don't know if I was told by myself or my guides, and I kept saying, well, if I get picked, it was my guides that said to call because something keeps telling me to call. I'm not quite sure why. This is the first time I ever listened to really anything to do with ancestors. And the funny thing is my father's side, my grandmother was very negative. And on my mother's side, my grandmother, from my mother's side, was always healing me, doing an Italian healing on me every day, all the time. And just listening to you now is kind of funny because you mentioned that in your previous phone call, that one side could do healing where the other side wasn't, you know, I guess in a positive way. And I'm not quite sure why I was told to call, but is there a message or something? I mean, I'm working on myself doing self-healing, and I've come a long way, but I'm not quite sure what my purpose is. Maybe it has something to do with this.
Okay, let me just check in.
Well, it's, number one, it's good that you listened to your guys and called in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for adding that. It is. It's good that you listened. That says a lot. I mean, if you're listening, then it will make a huge difference. And I can tell you many, many times when I didn't and the results weren't real wonderful. So so it's good that you are.
Well, okay, they kept saying call. So I don't know. I hope it's nothing bad.
Oh, no.
No, it won't be anything bad.
Like, no. I feel I have been cursed all my life, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, one of the things that you'll find in working with me or anytime anybody asks me a question is that we're always going to look for the solution and not focus on the negative or the problem. And I'm only going to provide you with information that's going to help you move forward. I am never going to provide you with information that's going to make you paralyzed or make you, you know, cause you to have fear that keeps you from moving forward or predicts the future that is going to, you know, harm you in any way. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
What I am sensing is that part of the prompting for the call was that there has been some work with spirit guides, but there hasn't been a whole lot of work with your ancestors. And your ancestors were actually the ones prompting you to call because they want to support you and they want to help you more. And they want you to acknowledge them. And they, one of the groups of ancestors that I work with quite a bit with people are called the Ummas or the grandmothers. And you have a collective of grandmothers who are not just your part of your blood lineage, but these are grandmothers that are part of people that you've met along the way that you have felt connected to. It's, you know, part of their grandmother lineage. It can be, I think there actually are some ancestor grandmothers or Ummas that are in there that are from people who have may have harmed you, are all a part of this collection of grandmothers who want to support you on your journey. And they want to be invited. They want to be invited. They want you to welcome them. And think of things that grandmothers kind of like, you know, maybe, you know, placing, I mean, this, you know, could be kind of crazy, but I'm getting placing some yarn on an article. Yeah.
That's so funny. I was thinking, well, they knit and they crochet. But
exactly. So I'm getting, you know, some yarn, putting some yarn, old pictures, and then making some kind of a food offering to them. And you want to add something kind of spicy. So it could be a spice that's spicy, you know, just a sprinkle of that on your altar, along with something kind of sweet. So once again, without fully having created an altar, if you don't have one, just get a table and put something sweet, something spicy, and maybe some yarn. You might want to even watch an old movie. Yeah, exactly. You might want to watch an old movie that would bring them forward. If there's something that, you know, is positive, an old movie that you enjoyed. Yeah, anything that may bring them forward that kind of represents aging in a way. That would actually bring them out more. And then do you cook?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting make a soup. Any kind.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Any kind of soup. Make a soup. If there's a soup that you have, it could be a soup or a stew. If there's one that you have that you know has been passed down in your family, or if a friend of yours has a grandmother that had a particular super stew that she made, or a grandfather for that matter, then you can make that. And that's a way of also bringing forward these umas that want to guide and support you and help you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you start doing that. I know sometimes people are like, okay, so what's the answer? But sometimes the answer is doing the things that I just shared with you to bring that energy and bring them to you, and it's a way of welcoming them. And when you make your soup or stew, then take a small bowl and put it on your altar too as an offering
okay.
to them. And they absolutely want to come and work with you. And
really?
Yeah, yeah. And that is why you got the push to make the phone call.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, these are umas, but they're people I might not even know, or?
Absolutely. They're, in
yep.
fact, I'm getting that you don't know most of them. Well, that you don't know most of them. You may have met one in passing in a way, but they're not only your blood-related umas. They are actually umas of people that you've connected with, or, you know, and they could be people that were positive connections, but they're also part of the people who were not so positive connections who may have hurt you. They're also a part of that. And
so
they've
been
gathered together.
When
mm-hmm.
I connect with the ones that are not so positive with me, are they going to come forward too? Or are they changed now? Or I'm confused, like, what this does exactly.
It's not the umas that were negative. It's the people that you were associated with that may not have been positive relationships. It's their umas. So it's their grandmothers or great-grandmothers
oh,
or great-great-grandmothers.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about you doing any healing with them or anything like that. What you're doing is you're inviting their guidance in, because they know about the person who hurt you or the person who was good to you, so they know what your pain and what your joy is, and they can be a part of helping you experience more of the joy that you want to experience and overcoming the pain or disappointments, mm-hmm. anger, frustration, and some of those emotions that sometimes keep us stuck.
Hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, try that,
Debbie. So I'm going to try this since we got off the phone. No, actually, so as I'm healing myself, I'm assuming, then am I also healing future generations? Like,
absolutely. Absolutely, yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
then
are.
What about the past generation has been healed then, too, when we heal together?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're so
yep.
emphatic about this. Yes. You heal yourself,
yes,
you
yes,
heal the
yes.
past, and you heal the future. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very cool.
And parallel. and yeah.
yes.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you very much, ladies.
I'm glad
Thank
you called
you.
In, Libby.
Thank you
Thank
for
you
your
for listening.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, see, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was pushed to call, and she did, and then, you know, all this information came for her, and some of this stuff, we didn't know about these umas, so thank you for that, because, you know,
yes.
it's for everybody, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The umas are really, really powerful, and a lot of my work, one-on-one work, is helping people connect with their umas, because they are, I mean, women are powerful, right?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, put them in spirit form and guess what?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, these umas are very wise and they come forward and they want to help. And so there's a whole collective of them, and some of them are part of our lineage, but many times they're also, you know, gathered from other people like I shared with our last caller. And then in addition to that, they're not always just our grandmothers, but they
mm-hmm.
could be our aunts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're called the umas, but they're the aunts, and the aunts could have been grandmothers, not
right.
ours specifically, obviously, but they're a part of, you know, that collective of women that is here to help us. So they're the umas, and that's what they've been calling themselves.
I love it. All right, we're going to get one last question. Phone number ending in 4631. I just feel like I just want to get to everybody. So 4631, but you're the last one.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
Hi,
you very much.
Sure.
This is McAllister in Seattle, and I'm so excited. I have had an extreme need to connect with ancestry, my ancestors, and I have known very little about them because there was so much non-marriage. And just recently I began saying to my ancestors when I tune in before I go to sleep, please help me to help you and give you what you need because, and because I'm finally getting that. And the irony here, I have a family that it's like I'm haunted by live people. It's like we were all enemies born into a family. And yet I want to know about my ancestors so badly. And it's been very important to me. Yeah. And I'm trying to articulate something, but I'm excited. So any feedback I could get, Dr. Monique?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to, you know, acknowledge you for doing your family research and learning about your family. That is that is not always easy work. It can be very challenging, but now is the time. If you have any relatives, you know, or elders in your family, now is the time to do that because they're the ones that hold the stories and can give you the stories and the information. So I encourage anyone who is wanting to get that information to get it. I also, you know, there are some people that have an aversion to doing the DNA testing. I decided that the benefit of it for me was greater than the concern about it.
Sure.
And I did it, and I absolutely loved it because it gave me even more information about my lineage. And I've actually connected with cousins that I didn't know that I had on both sides of my family, which is nice. And it has given me a place to start from to dig even deeper. My information that I have is coming from my mother's side of the family, which is most of the information that I have about my family. My father's side, I don't have as much information.
Right.
And so doing the DNA testing gave me access to more information about my father's side of the family and connecting to people who have information about his side of the family. So that was really good to be able to gather that information. In the meantime, so you're doing that on the physical level, which is really, really powerful and helpful. In the meantime, you can also connect with them on a spiritual level by once again doing, you know, much of what we've talked about in many of the questions that have come through, and that is inviting them to be a part of your life, inviting them to come in. And one of the ways of doing that, if you, let's say you want to connect with your great-great-grandfather and someone has passed a story to you about your great-great-grandfather, then you can actually, you know, sit in visualize that story and him in that story and then invite him in to connect with you through like meditation. You can also, if you know of, let's say your great grandmother was really good at making some kind of a pie, cherry pie, apple pie, then you can actually make an apple pie and invite your grandmother to come and join you with the apple pie, right?
Yeah.
Or you can make her apple pie if you actually have the recipe. And so there's different ways that you can bring these ancestors in to be a part of your search for more information, and they will actually create doorways to help you get more information.
Yes, and, you know, most of the information I've gotten has been through meditating and psychometrizing, just writing down a question and holding the piece of paper. And woman, I got that DNA test. I was just as excited because it correlated with information I had gotten. the countries. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, if you have 1% of something in your DNA report and you saw that ancestor and you know that was for real, that is very exciting.
It is.
And
It absolutely is.
And I want to give you one example. I had my eyes shut. I was doing this. A man came to me. He said, Liskamum. So I'm looking all up on the internet. What language is that? What word is that? But I had to think a little outside of the box. Liska is Czech for fox. And how we say carrot top for a redhead, they
mm-hmm.
call a woman Liska for a redhead. And he was mm-hmm. saying someone had a redheaded mother.
Mm.
So this is like just majorly enjoyable.
Mm,
and then you
nice.
put everything together.
Mhm. Mhm. You put it all together, and the more you find out, the more you have a connection to ancestors in these particular areas. And you know, use your DNA results to go into meditation and go back to those particular countries.
Yes,
and
that's what I need to do more.
Yes, yes, and connect in those different countries and ask the people who are indigenous to that area
mm-hmm.
to come through and support you and to provide you with guidance and information as to your lineage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you said, Dr. Monique, that some people come to sort of get this all together and help heal and get the information, I think I'm one of those people, because for real, there's no one to ask. No one got married. No record.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's been way important. And so, yeah, this is a big thing for me.
Mm. Yeah,
beautiful.
It's hard when nobody has, yeah, that makes it a little more difficult. But, you know, I get the sense that you are actually going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get more information, and it is going to flow through. It's just going to come in ways that are different than traditional
expected
ways of getting the information.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank
you. Much success. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Alara. Wonderful show.
You're welcome. Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now, ladies, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wonderful. Yay. so I just wanted to share really quickly with you that Dee, she wrote back, and she said, thanks for answering my question. You were spot on in describing the woman in my family as fiery. Very accurate. Your guidance is very helpful. I look forward
wonderful.
To going out in nature, and I look forward to implementing some of these solutions. Yay.
Wonderful.
And then,
thank you for responding.
Yeah, and Rosemary, she wrote back, and again, she said, hi, this is Rosemary again. The reading that you just gave to the caller following me, which I think was Bianca, could have been meant for me as well. It answered the questions I was too excited to articulate. Thank you. I tried to contact my auntie and got all choked up. So she said, I must go to a tea shop tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Wonderful. Great feedback. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Wonderful. So, I mean, such a wonderful topic, and so much, you have so much information to share, Dr. Monique. I mean, it's like, wow, not just like the readings part per se, but all the different techniques and tips that people can use to connect with their ancestors or to build that relationship, start that relationship, start communicating. Wow, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. This has been fun.
I know, this is so much fun. I mean, like, yeah, we tried to do more Q&A today instead of talking per se, but even in all of the Q&A, you gave so much valuable information. You know, really, really helpful. So this is the kind of info and guidance that you can receive in the Ancestor Wisdom School as well, you know, so please do take
right.
a look at Dr. Monique's special offer. Like I said, again, it's that awakentohappinessnow.com/Monique12. So much information, so many different ways that we can connect. And the biggest and easiest thing is just having the intention to connect, you know, having
right.
that intention to start that relationship and have that partnership, right? So that we can, really have more ease in our lives, right?
Exactly. And that is, yeah, absolutely. That is it. This setting the intention and when you set that intention, it really makes a huge difference in your life. Just that.
Yeah,
you don't even have to do any more from there. I mean, the more you do, the better it is, but just setting the intention is the first step, and that it will open you up to a whole, abundance of information and support from the ancestors.
And I think as soon as you start to even have the intention, you start healing on this level here, but your ancestors also start healing because of this. It's like this. It's like a bridge that's just been opened, you know. And
mm-hmm.
everything that you're experiencing in this lifetime, they're also experiencing. And I mean, yeah, I wholeheartedly believe and know that when you start to heal yourself, your ancestors also get that healing, and future generations as well. And also, you know, some people who called in, they part of their contract is to help heal their ancestors. So you can start doing that work right now just by having the intention of sending them peace, by having the intention of sending them blessings and unconditional love. That will start the process, right? But I remember one of the callers, Joy, I think, had that intention, and you said, yeah, that's a great starting place. That's all they need. You know, just having that intention will help. So
mm-hmm.
wow, so much wisdom in this call. I'm just like, wow.
Well, this has been an absolutely fun call. I've enjoyed all of the questions and hearing from different people. This has been, it's been fun. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for all of your questions. I think we got to everyone on the live caller who didn't get to all the questions on the Q&A, but we got to most of them. So thank you so much. We so appreciate you and your questions. You know, you were able to help us to bring out more information and wisdom and teachings to share with everyone. So thank you so much for that. And as we close out today's Radiant Light Healing Circle, these energies will still continue to flow. These energies from my team, the higher dimensional healing energies, will continue to flow. And so just be open to receiving and, have the intention of connecting with your ancestors before you go to bed. And just, you know, just say, you know, I welcome you in to my dreams, which you don't even need a name, you know, just say, I'm just starting this conversation. I'm just opening up to the highest and best guidance that's available for me at this moment. So I welcome you. And then just see how you feel in the morning, like Dr. Monique said. See what kind of, you know, information you get in the dreams, if you remember them at all. Sometimes they're really weird, right?
Right, absolutely.
Exactly. But just start and send them blessings, right? Just so as you close out this healing circle, just send your ancestors blessings, unconditional love and gratitude, you know, as well as to all of your teams, everyone listening on the call now, listening later. Just send unconditional love, blessings and support and gratitude. We all need it, you know, and we can all flourish from receiving these energies. So please open yourself up to receiving as well. Right. I'm just thinking what else. Sometimes, you know, I just like the information just wants to come out. It's like, what else is there? But yeah, this is, you know, knowing that you have ancestors that you can turn to, knowing that you have ancestors that are there waiting to give you support. So many of the listeners today, that's what they were told. They're waiting to support you. Call them in, invite them in, because they can't really help until you ask for their help, until you invite them in, until you start the conversation. So just knowing that you have that support and it's available to you, it's so empowering. So please do the best you can.
Yeah.
any last words of wisdom, Dr. Monique, before we go?
I just want to encourage anyone who is ready to have this relationship with their ancestors to, you know, do some of the things that we talked about today. And if you really want to take it further, I would love to work with you either through the Ancestor Wisdom School or, you know, if you want to work one-on-one, we can do that as well, to just really begin this process, because it has been life-changing for me to have a connection with my ancestors. And the more ancestors I connect with, the more I feel protected, guided, and really supported. So I encourage you to do it. And thank you to everyone who joined us and even stayed on the call this long. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. Thank you, everyone. All right, so until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Eat lots of chocolate. No, I'm kidding. enjoy. Have a wonderful weekend. And sending you all much love and blessings always. All right, bye for now.